on Home on the Range so I can get to Wes's picture. And Wes Henson is in ninth grade here, another basketball player. Well, you can see how tall Wes is, so it makes sense that he's on the basketball team. Click on Wes and you'll get to a whole series of photos here. Okay, Wes, is this the team picture, your photo for the...
Yes, that's my eighth grade picture from last year.
Okay, so you're like older and taller now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and let's see. And well, go ahead and tell me what your family does.
My dad's a farmer, and he's going to school right now getting his computer degree. And my mom's a teacher at a school about 40 miles from where we live. So.
Okay. And do you like farming?
It's okay. It's not... It's not.
There's laughter in the background.
It's not real fun, but it's something to do.
What kind of things do you farm?
We really just raise cotton.
Cotton?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we need that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fabric of our lives.
Fabric of our lives. Here's a picture of you and a bunch of other people with the letters HBS over your head. What is that?
The HBS, that's... I never really did figure that out. I've always wondered that since I was in
But you're middle. A part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They put the V in the middle and made it bigger,
uh-huh.
And then put H and S.
Okay.
So it's just...
It's Valley really, High School.
Yeah, how you look at it.
Is this just a group of folks in your high school, or is it...
That's, again, a picture from last year. We're UIL participants, all of us. We got dressed up and we were going to go to participate in those contests that day. And our sponsor got a picture of us.
Okay. Let's see what the next photo is. Oh, wow. You're all dressed up?
That's... Most of the guys in my class at 8th grade graduation, we all just had a picture.
That's right there. How many are in your class, yours and Hannah's class?
About 20.
20.
Somewhere around there, give or take a few.
Wow. So you know everybody?
Yeah.
Does that make for an interesting dating?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Okay. Next question.
No comment.
All right, here's one of your other talents. Here you are playing an electric guitar.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of music do you like?
Oh, mainly just Christian rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there some good groups out there?
Yeah, there really are.
Like?
DC Talk, Audio Adrenaline, Jars of Clay, Okay. All kinds.
Do you have a radio station that you can hear them on?
Not down here.
No?
You're kind of buried.
Okay. Click on number two and see some more photos of Wes Henson, Home on the Range. Here you are in a pickup truck.
Yeah, that's my dad's pickup, and whenever I turn 16, I'm going to get it. So.
Oh, yeah? Is that for sure?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting about that, because the week my dad was born, his grandfather bought a new car, and he bought it from his dad and restored it, and he's real proud of that. And when my brother got in high school, he got a Mustang, 65 Mustang, and that's a 54 Ford, so I'm kind of going to be carrying on the tradition.
So your family likes old vehicles?
Yes, we really like them.
Okay, is this your pool table?
Yes, that's in our back room.
Are you pretty good at it?
I'm okay, whenever I play.
Can you do any tricks behind your back?
Sometimes.
Okay. You have any brothers and sisters?
I have a brother that's a freshman in college.
Where's he at?
Hardin-Simmons down Abilene.
Okay. And you have a computer.
Mm-hmm. That's in my room.
And here you are dressed up again.
Yep. That's again at 8th grade graduation.
Okay. I don't know how much time we have left, but we're going to continue talking until they say we have to wrap it up. So Wes, what do you think you want to do when you graduate?
I'm going to go into the ministry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's cool. Somebody wants to know, have you three ever seen the bison over at Caprock?
Yes.
And how close are you to them? I mean, I guess living-wise, I mean, how far away are they?
They're 3 miles from Kitty Quay.
3 miles, okay.
And we're about 5 miles.
And what do you think about them? What do you think about this whole project about trying to repopulate this herd.
I think this is interesting. It's a good thing to work for.
Okay. Do you think the other kids should care about what we're doing here?
Well, it's preserving history in the past, so I think it's something that...
Right now, what would you say Kitikwe is known for?
The bison.
The bison?
Mm-hmm.
And its unusual spelling. Cute little face. Let's see, this is not directed to any one of you, so but somebody from Wiggs Middle School wants to know, how do you like living with animals?
I like it. You kind of see them a lot, wild animals.
And you have more, I mean, your mom's a rehabilitator, so
yes.
You got a lot of different animals.
Yes.
That's pretty neat. It's kind of like, I'm trying to think of, not Dr. Doolittle, but, yeah, maybe Dr. Doolittle, all those animals around him. Somebody wants to know how old you are. So you're 13, right?
Yes.
I'm 14.
14 and
15.
And Wes is 15. Oh, look at this. It's so perfect. It's just all in order. Okay. You guys got any other stories about growing up in Kitikwe and ranching and farming? Come on. How we do? Okay. Come up with something quick. Well, he said you're going to go into the ministry, but are you going to try to continue your family's livelihood at all? Is farming going to be in your life?
Probably not.
No? And they know this?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Well, what is it that...
Oh, I just feel that the call in the ministry is more there than being a farmer or a rancher.
Is there some place you want to be a minister? Is there some place you want to go?
Not really.
Doesn't matter?
Just anywhere.
Okay. And Hannah, what would you like to do?
I'm not really sure right now. I don't know. I've got a while to think about it, but it's on my mind, so.
Okay, what's going on for next year then?
For next year? Well, I know I want to go to college at Abilene Christian University, but beyond that, I'm really not sure.
Is college expensive in Texas? Is it?
Expensive enough.
Yeah. You gotta place some more 4-H animals and save that money.
Oh, plenty.
Okay, Cliff, any idea?
I will follow in my dad's footsteps.
You're gonna fly the helicopter, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. okay. Well, what's it like growing up in such a small community?
I love it.
I like it a lot.
You know everybody. Everybody in town knows you. You just kind of talk to everybody.
You know what? Everyone outside of town knows you now, too. How do you feel about being part of this webcast?
Well, I like it.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you have a lot of attention. I mean, if you can see, there's like a whole room full of people over there staring at these guys, which I don't think you can. But Aunt Janice is there watching.
She's in California.
Is she in California?
Mm-hmm. That's She's principal of her high school in Encinitas.
Do you have cousins or relatives there?
No, she's the only relative I have in California. I have family in Barrett, Texas, and Redosa, New Mexico, all over the place.
Sam says, I think Kitikwe is best known for the sportsman. Any idea what that means?
That's the that's a restaurant in town, and they have the best food.
Oh, yeah? Beefalo?
Well...
What kind of food do they have?
They have the best fajitas you can find around.
Fajitas?
Fighting Night fajitas are famous.
Those are.
And then they have hamburgers and chicken fried steaks and you name it, they've got it.
Okay, I'm getting hungry. We've got to stop. okay, you guys, thank you so much for sharing your lives with us and to the rest of the world out there. And we are kind of coming to a close on our webcast here. You guys can go ahead and start taking off mics, and I'm going to welcome you to our live webcast one last time before we tune off. If you're just joining us, we are doing a live webcast from Valley School, which is between Turkey, Texas and Kitikwe, Texas in the Texas Panhandle. And if you're on your computer, click on Prairie.